I Remember, A Whimsical Childhood on Auchentrolley Terrace by Lorraine Levy Cartman. The glow of sunset in the summer skies, the golden flicker of the fireflies, the gleam of love light in your lovely eyes. These are the things I love. The highlight of my early childhood in the 30s and early 40s on Auchentrolley Terrace was hearing the girl next door playing The Things I Love on the piano. At the time, my mother was just beginning to teach me piano, and I was learning the notes on the keyboard. When I heard The Things I Love, I couldn't get it out of my mind and persuaded my parents to buy me the sheet music. I figured out every note and finally could play the romantic strains. To this day, it is still my favorite song. Life on Auchentrolley Terrace was always whimsical, and my childhood covered mostly a block's radius, including neighbors' houses, the synagogue Shari Tefillah up the street, the back alley, and Druid Hill Park for explorations. My parents, sister, brother, and I lived in an apartment facing Druid Hill Park, and the street at that time was very narrow. We were brought up in a ritually observant home. My father, a physician, davened every morning before making house calls. Saturday, of course, was a day of rest, and I remember the maintenance man from Shari Tefillah coming each Shabbos to turn the lights on and off for us. My mother always gave him an apple and cake for his helpfulness. Sometimes, though, it is hard for children to accept all the traditions. One Passover, I wanted peanuts, which, at that time, weren't kosher for Passover. Connivingly, I asked my parents to buy some to feed the monkeys in the zoo. My mother saw through my mind and said, "We can't have peanuts during Pesach." I replied, "The monkeys won't know the difference." Then my parents explained to me the meaning of the holiday customs, and I understood and accepted our beautiful heritage. Sundays were the best times of the week. My parents took us out to movies, and we were treated to peanut butter and jelly or cream cheese and jelly sandwiches and milkshakes at the Brookfield Pharmacy. In the evening, there was usually a wedding at Shari Tefillah. My brother, sister, and I would go to bed early and listen to all the songs played by the orchestra. These songs were our childhood lullabies, and we looked forward to Sunday nights in particular. The alley in back of our Auchentrolley Terrace apartment afforded us much pleasure, too. In the mornings, we could hear the hucksters calling their wares. Also, we feasted on the grape arbors whenever we wanted in the summertime. In the winter, my sister, brother, and I would track down stray cats from their footprints in the snow. We did this with magnifying glasses because we heard this method was used by Sherlock Holmes when he was on a case. Our family at that time were members of the Orthodox Jewish synagogue, Shari Tefillah. As a child, I was brought up in a religious tradition which sometimes led to humorous moments at the most unexpected times. I remember one Yom Kippur in particular, which is the most sacred of days, devoted to meditation and prayer for forgiveness of one's sins. I came to synagogue with my doll, and my mother and I sat in the balcony, the custom for women. Overlooking the balcony, I could see the pious men fervently praying below. By accident, the doll slipped from my hand and fell onto an old man's head. I wonder if he thought it was a message from heaven. I was very tearful at the loss of my doll, and my mother, to her embarrassment, had to go downstairs to retrieve it and make apologies. Childhood summers then were a time when cooling off meant sitting in a tub of cold water, when the good humor man was a thrill, or we waved to riders on horses across the street in the park, and when balmy evenings were spent catching fireflies or sitting on the steps chatting with neighbors. Childhood winters were a time of belly whooping on sleds in Druid Hill Park, molding the snow into snowballs, and listening to radio programs like Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, and Maxwell House Coffee Time. As usual, the songs had a special appeal to me. My early childhood on Auchentrolley Terrace was a time of whimsy, quaint and fanciful in retrospect. Yesteryear brings to mind these fond remembrances where pleasure was derived from plucking a buttercup and putting it under someone's chin to see if he liked butter. A part of growing up, of becoming an adult, is taking responsibility for one's life and becoming responsible for others. It is with nostalgia that I remember the halcyon days of childhood, which were a prelude to the symphony of life in which I am engaged. To my parents who gave me this childhood, I say thanks for the memory. Lorraine Levy Cartman's religious identity has resulted in a social work career in geriatrics. She uses her background in music to do music therapy with the elderly. Lorraine is also a freelance writer.